This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Minnesota Wild are hoping to bounce back from Saturday's 4-3 overtime loss to the New York Islanders with a home game tonight against the New Jersey Devils. Minnesota's in third place in the Central Division. The puck will drop at 7 o'clock at Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. The Wolves got a home win last night in somewhat crazy fashion. Minnesota trailed by 19 in the third quarter, then rallied to beat San Antonio 104-103. Naz Reid was part of the big comeback.
Might not be pretty. I went like 1-for-7 in the first half. Second half, I was like 7-for-14 or something like that. So, I mean, just keep going. We're not a team that's just going to roll over. We're down 18-0, something like that. We're not just going to roll over. I mean, we're going to fight. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be the prettiest. And when it is the prettiest, you better watch out because we're a really good team.
He says the Target Center crowd was a factor.
I call it, that's our sixth man. It's rocking in there. And, you know, that kind of, you know, gets us going and help us. You know, do the things that we do. Like, you know, Julius got to stop. You know, the whole crowd gets going. Julius gets 2 offensive rebounds and 1s, and crowd gets going. Like, that's just kind of, you know, stuff that gets us, you know, it's fueled our fire and it helps us, you know, do the things that we do.
The Williams Arena audience was also a factor for the Gopher women's team yesterday. Minnesota beat number 21 USC 63-62, getting 25 points from Grace Kraholski, who says,
"The crowd was great for us tonight. I mean, looking around, I think what was the whole bottom full? I mean, I could barely hear when we were walking back to the bench, but that was, they did a really great job for us, helping us keep that momentum and not letting them on those long stretches, keeping us poised."
Gopher head coach Don Plitzewhite.
Special game, special opportunity, a great crowd, a really great basketball game, a lot of fun, super incredible environment. Our young ladies had to show a tremendous amount of toughness and resilience in that game.
Minnesota will welcome fourth-ranked UCLA on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Gopher men host Wisconsin tomorrow night. This is MNN Sports.